The Milwaukee Bucks are getting one last day off before getting back to regular season play tomorrow night. Heading into this week's NBA All-Star break, the Bucks are 43-14. It's good enough for not only the best record in the Eastern Conference, but the entire league. And they're led by a top candidate for NBA MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. But do the Bucks have what it takes to make a deep playoff run, maybe even a shot at a championship? Central Time producer Bill Martin spoke earlier today with Ted Davis, the radio play-by-play announcer for the Bucks.
The numbers for the Bucks so far look really good this year. They've got the best record in the league. They've yet to lose back-to-back games. They've got the NBA's top-rated defense, I think the fourth-best offense. Can you give us some context beyond those stats as to just how good the Bucks have been this season?
Well, you pointed out they've got the best record in the league. They've been able to win at home in their new arena. They are 20-9 on the road, which is already one more road win than they had all of last season. They are 30-8 against the Eastern Conference. They have won seven straight road games. They are 11-1 in their division. I think they're seven games over 500 against the Western Conference. And so they've been good from start to finish. And as you pointed out, they have not lost two in a row. They're the only team in the league that hasn't lost two in a row. They're 14-0 after they lose a game, and they've won those games by an average of about 13 points per game. They are, I think, now 9-0 in rematch games. That's when they play a team that had beaten them the time before. They're 9-0 when they rematch against the team that had beaten them, and the margin of victory in those games is about 20, and at 9.8 per game difference, they lead the league in that category, too. They're the best rebounding team of the league. They're second in offense. They're the number one rated defensive team. They have been good from start to finish.
Is there anything they're not doing well?
I think defending the three. I think if there's one thing that Mike Budenholzer has talked about improving, they still give up a lot of threes. And some of it is by design, the way they drop their big men back in the lane to try to protect the rim. And they've done a very good job of that. The Bucks have a very good defensive field goal percentage inside the paint this year. But they're giving up about 13 threes per game on average. That's the most in the NBA. And I would say in the last 25 games, if Budenholzer could wave a magic wand and improve on something, I think that would be it.
Speaking of threes, the Bucks are shooting way more three-pointers this year than in previous years. Is that a new philosophy that Coach Budenholzer brought to the team?
Well, yeah, it's his philosophy because that's the way he played in Atlanta. Really, when you look at what he's doing now, Brook Lopez became he became Al Horford. Al Horford was the big guy that shot outside in Atlanta. And they've already broken the single-season record for made three-pointers in a game, and they did that, I think, in 55 games. And the other record was, of course, over an 82-game schedule. So when Budenholzer took the job, this was by design. He was going to come in, and he knew he had this very unique talent in Giannis Antetokounmpo and his ability to free himself up and score around the rim. And so what he wanted to do was put as many shooters as he can around Giannis to space the floor and give Giannis as much room to operate in the paint as he could. And if you notice what the Bucks do, they have, at all times, four guys who can shoot threes and make threes with Giannis on the floor. Now, what we found out as the year has gone on is that not only has that helped Giannis, but it's helped Chris Middleton, who's got a good mid-range game. It's helped Eric Bledsoe drive to the basket. So with the attention that Giannis gets, if you can spread the floor, hit some threes, your offense is going to be good both at the three-point line and around the rim.
Giannis just keeps getting better and better. What makes him such a special player, do you think?
The most unique set of athletic skills that I have seen in my 31 years of covering the NBA. And that says a lot. That's a lot of players. There have been some really athletic guys. Michael Jordan, Dr. J, LeBron James. Just go down the list of athletic guys. Dominique Wilkins. But none of them had the size that Giannis has at almost 7 feet, with the ability to cover the ground that he covers in one or two steps, the ability to handle the basketball at his size like a guard, the vision of a point guard, and at 7 feet, the ability to see over defenses. And I'm not saying he's the best player in the league right now. I think Kevin Durant's a more polished offensive player in terms of his outside shooting. Steph Curry is a great shooter. Klay Thompson, James Harden is such a scorer. But I'm just saying, from pure raw athletic ability, he is the most unique athlete I have seen in my time in the NBA. He's getting better every year, and I think he's getting better every game. And he's only 24. And I've always heard that NBA coaches and NBA personnel have said that a player's prime years are between the ages of 24 and about 32. That's when you get your maximum production from a player, because they've grown into their body, they've learned how to play the game, and now they can maximize their skills. Well, if that's true, then Giannis is just now going into his prime years, and he's pretty dang good right now.
Yeah, that's scary to think about. I'm glad he's on our side. We're talking with Ted Davis, the voice of the Bucks Radio Network. Ted, the NBA trade deadline was a couple of weeks ago. The Bucks made a deal with the Pelicans for Nikola Mirotic, and they really didn't have to give up a whole lot in return. That was a pretty big pickup. What does he bring to the Bucks?
Another shooter, another guy that they can put out there and give Giannis more room. And not only is Mirotic a three-point shooter, but he is a deep three-point shooter, just like Brook Lopez. If you watch the Bucks play, sometimes Lopez will take a three-pointer that seems like, you go, wow, why is he shooting it that far out? Well, number one, he's got the range, but again, that pulls the defense even farther away from the lane area, which is where the Bucks want to free Giannis up. And Mirotic can do the same thing. I think it was a steal for what they had to give up. They didn't give up anything that they've been using in their rotation. And if Mirotic can play the way he did in the playoffs last year for the New Orleans Pelicans, when they, as a lower seed, upset a higher seed Portland team, he was really good in that series. If he can play like this in the final 25 games for the Bucks are going to be absolutely a dangerous and tough out at playoff time, and I think poised to make a deep run into the playoffs.
Mirotic hasn't seen any action since joining the team because he's got a calf injury, I guess. When might we finally see him play?
I think there's a really high possibility that he could play tomorrow, Thursday night, when the Bucks are home against the Boston Celtics. I think he was close in Indiana the last game before the All-Star break, and I think the medical staff said, you know what, if we don't play him tonight, we've got another week to let him rest. And then, they're having a practice session on Wednesday afternoon. I think if he gets through that okay in the shoot-around on Thursday morning, I think we'll see Mirotic on Thursday.
And he's going to be coming off the bench, right? He's not going to be a starter?
For now. I mean, they'll keep what they've got. The starters are Middleton, Bledsoe, Brogdon, Giannis, and Lopez. So I think they'll stick with that.
So we've got 24 regular season games left, then the playoffs. Let's assume they get in. You know, the postseason hasn't been great for the Bucks in recent years. In fact, I don't think they've won a first-round series since, like, 2001. They say experience matters. Might that lack of experience and maybe lack of success be a problem this time around, or maybe not?
Well, I don't think so, because this has been kind of a building process for the Bucks. 2 years ago, they played Toronto in the playoffs. They went up 2-1 in the series, winning a game in Toronto to open that series. And then last year they played the Boston Celtics, and that went 7. And the Bucks won all 3 home games and lost all 4 road games. I think there's a learning process that you go through when you go through a series like that. So now here are the Bucks in the third year of this process. And I think in particular, if they can get home court advantage in the first round, or if they maintain their position now and have home court advantage all the way through the Eastern Conference Finals, then that gives them a great opportunity to make this deep run. So I think all the things that have happened in the last 2 to 3 years have led them to be where they are now. And I'm aware of the fact that right now they're a really good regular season team. But greatness is defined by what a team does in the playoffs. And for this team to be considered to have a great season, they're going to have to make a deep run into the playoffs, and I think right now that probably is at least the Eastern Conference Finals.
Which team is going to give the Bucks the biggest challenge the rest of the way, especially in the East?
You know, I haven't seen Philadelphia since they made the trade. We've only played Philadelphia one time this year. It was very early in the season. The Bucks blew them out at Fiserv Forum. But, you know, adding Tobias Harris to what is already a potent offense, I think they could be dangerous. I'd like to see them again. The Bucks play them 2 times before the end of the season, and that'll be a better measuring stick. I keep thinking Boston's going to get their act together, but at the moment, they're 7 games in the loss column behind the Bucks. That's a lot to make up in the games that the Bucks have left to play. I still think Toronto in a seven-game series would be a tough out, even though the Bucks have won three of the four regular season games and won twice in Toronto. They've got some bigs in Pascal Siakam and Serge Ibaka that have given the Bucks trouble. I think the addition of Marc Gasol has added a different element to their center position, and Kawhi Leonard can be a tough guy at playoff time. So if you're going to make me pick right now, I would say Toronto.
Okay. Ted Davis, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for helping us out today.
All right, thank you.
Ted Davis is the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. He talked to Bill Martins about the team's success so far this season. The Bucks tip off the unofficial second half of the season tomorrow night at home against the Boston Celtics.